Hour number two of Robbie and Rexrode here on ESPN 102.5 The Game. Robbie Stanley, Joe Rexrode, Ryan Porth taking you through this Friday morning here in Nashville, Tennessee. And we are pleased to go to our 102.5 The Game phone line, driven by WilsonCountyHyundai.com, and bring in our good friend Ryan McGee from ESPN, also co-host of Marty and McGee. And Ryan, today, a very important day for the state of our country. And we'll get to some college football talk here in just a second. But season two of The Mandalorian releasing today. I am fired up about it. I know you are as well.
I'm halfway through it. I paused it to talk to you guys, and the timing couldn't have been worse because the big the big moment I was waiting on happened right when the phone rang. So, no, and listen, and my wife, who is asleep upstairs, I will 100% be lying to her later and telling her that I did not watch it. So if anybody asks, this would not be the first time I've done this, so don't tell her.
Wait, is she a fan too?
Oh, yeah, big time. No, big time. That's part of why our marriage works. Yeah, she's when we met in college in Knoxville, she sang at Dollywood, and she was a Star Wars fan, and she looked like Kelly Kapowski. So I spent the next many years trying to convince her to marry me, and she did.
So, okay, so you are going to pretend later to watch this for the first time. Man,
that is expert level.
My goodness.
Well, I got to tell you, Ryan, I'm...
Well, and listen, no offense to you guys, she will not listen to the podcast. She's not on the internet right now, so I know there's no way this is going to get back to her.
Well, I've just got to tell you, I am emotionally touched that you hit the pause button to talk to us through this. This is a big moment and a big breakthrough for us on the show, I feel like.
Well, I'm not going to lie, and Ryan will tell you, I texted him about a half hour ago, and I said, hey, call a different number because I'm having some cell service issues, and I almost said, and you know what, just don't call at all. I realized the timing of it was, I get my daughter set up upstairs for school, and I went down in the basement. But yeah, it's, the first half of it certainly has not disappointed.
Ryan McGee from ESPN on the line with us, driven by WilsonCountyHyundai.com. So Ryan, obviously, Trevor Lawrence, the big news of the day last night, testing positive for COVID, mild symptoms, and obviously want to wish him well in his recovery. I guess we always knew there was going to be a decent shot at a really, really high-profile player having to deal with COVID, and now we have that here in college football.
Yeah, and he won't be the last one. And, you know, the reality is that, you know, Wisconsin is running through the Big Ten like a wrecking ball right now, and you know, someone was going to do that, and it's disrupted the entire season. And that was just going to happen. And a big name star, Heisman Trophy candidate, more than likely was going to test positive at some point. This is just how it is. And the good news is that when the footballs are kicked off, you know, whether it's Thursday night, Friday night, or Saturday afternoon, there is an escape, but only to a certain point. Because the reality is that the COVID does not care what we're doing. And it doesn't care where we're going, and it doesn't care what we think about it. It's going to be everywhere whether we want it to or not. And so, yeah, this is just a reminder of that. But, I mean, you know, this thing has become so divisive, and it's so stupid. And, you know, I wake up this morning and I check Twitter, and most of the last thing I did before I went to bed was I posted the piece that David Hale did for ESPN.com last night, kind of laying out bullet points. All right, this is what we know, this is what we don't know. And my timeline was flooded with people this morning going, it doesn't matter because he's young. And so whatever, y'all. I buried an uncle last week. So let's not act like this is some magical, mystical, made-up thing. And more than likely, Trevor Lawrence is going to be okay. But we also don't know if he's going to be okay. And so this all, everybody acting like it's no big deal and it's just a big nuisance, that part drives me a little crazy. And, I mean, you know, I even got the Clemson people going, oh, they're just saving it from Notre Dame. Yeah, that's what it is. It's so irritating to me that this thing has become so trivial to so many people.
No, it's infuriating. I appreciate you saying that, Ryan. And, you know, it's like this misunderstanding that, yeah, we think Trevor Lawrence, we hope he's going to be okay. He should be okay. It's also an infectious disease that travels to other people. That seems to be lost in the translation.
Like I got a great friend of mine here in Charlotte, and I got a text from him the other day. Reports that there were, you know, COVID positives among some college basketball teams. But he's like, well, good, let's go on and get that out of the way. I go, dude, I know for a fact that your alma mater, that the woman who sits up front and answers the phones every day is 75 years old. So, and she's at work. So the point is, it's not just about the 19-year-olds. You know, it's about the people around them. And, you know, we got a guy in my neighborhood here in Charlotte right now who's been in the hospital for 3 weeks because his daughter was at Auburn, and she came home for the weekend. And that's just, you know, so that's the danger of it. And so everybody acting like this is all just some nuisance, that part drives me a little crazy. And it's a pain in the butt. You know, and as a college football fan, it's hard keeping track of all this stuff. But the reality is, I hope people appreciate the efforts that all of these athletes and all of these coaches and certainly all of these administrators are enduring to even get any teams on the field at all. And so that part we should be thankful for.
No doubt. And, of course, you know, I feel a little bit of a trepidation even going to the next step, but, hey, that's what we do. We talk about what will this mean on the field, Ryan, and
yeah.
We've talked about that already in the show, the idea that Trevor Lawrence, I mean, it sounds like it's possible that he could play at Notre Dame but might not be able to travel until game day.
Right.
We're
in a total, you know, you know, Nick Saban situation, you know, they're going to test him like crazy now, Trevor Lawrence, and they're going to not going to get him ready for Boston College. And quite frankly, they don't need him for Boston College, but they will need him for Notre Dame because Notre Dame is really good. And so they will do everything they can possibly do to make sure that he's there. So, yeah, you know, the good news is he plays football at Clemson. So I like their chances of getting a private aircraft to get him to wherever he needs to be as quickly as possible.
Ryan McGee from ESPN, co-host of Marty and McGee on the line with us, driven by WilsonCountyHyundai.com. Ryan, is there a more entertaining team in all of college football right now than Coastal Carolina?
Not a chance, man. Not a chance. And for someone who grew up, has lived in the Carolinas my entire life, basically, except for when I was in Knoxville and a couple years when I was in Bristol, Connecticut, you know, it's been the coolest thing to watch them. And you know, and I reference my dad all the time. My dad was a college football official for 40-something years. And when I remember Dad coming home from one of the very first Coastal Carolina games, because ACC officials also work Big South games, and him calling me and going, man, that was like a sand lot with, you know, 1,100 people there. And, you know, there were more people at the high school football game there the night before. And to see them go from that less than 20 years ago to being a top 20 team, and just the way they're doing it, man. You know, in a year when, you know, we just spent 5 minutes talking about bad news, and in a year when there's all this bad news, and I got a bunch of mullet-wearing rednecks down there in South Carolina, and, you know, living in Myrtle Beach, for heaven's sakes, and playing in a stadium named for the guy who founded Hooters. I mean, it's the most Myrtle Beach thing you can possibly think, and those dudes embrace it. And, yeah, they're just fun to watch.
No doubt. That's another awesome story that you've brought to life for us, Ryan. Going over to the Big Ten at this point, what was your initial impression of that first weekend of Big Ten football? And do you think that that Penn State could be a threat to the Buckeyes Saturday night?
No. I mean, not last week. Right. And listen, just so everybody knows, Indiana, this is not the Indiana you grew up with. You know, this is not the Indiana that went to one bowl game in 30 years. They're pretty good, and offensively in particular, they're really good. And plus, I mean, we just saw a football player in Indiana uniform bend space and time, and you know, and a pylon and a sideline, you know, in his body, all bend all those things to score that 2-point conversion. But I mean, listen, Penn State's good. Now they're a sleeper. You know, now they've got that loss. But I still think, yeah, sure, they could make a run. But Ohio State's just really good, man. And Justin Fields is so good. And I think I said to you guys before, the crime of if the Big Ten hadn't tried to play this fall is we weren't going to get more Justin Fields.
Yeah.
Because more than likely he'd be gone. And so, I mean, he makes business decisions. That's how he ended up in Columbus in the first place. And so to be able to watch him play is a gift that, quite frankly, I wasn't expecting. So, but, man, the bottom half of the Big Ten's awful. I mean, they're terrible. Like you guys know, I write the bottom 10 for ESPN.com, and I mean, Maryland got housed, by Northwestern, and Illinois is terrible. And so, what's interesting to me is that it's always been Ohio State and Michigan and whoever else can get there, but like Nebraska is just a hot mess, and they don't even want to be in the conference anymore. And so, it's a fascinating study. But yeah. at the end of the day, all that matters is Ohio State's really, really good. And hopefully the conference can do enough to put them in a position that they'll have a chance to make a playoff run.
Ryan, before we let you go here, in honor of Halloween tomorrow, what's your go-to Halloween candy that Ryan McGee has to have?
I'm a chocolate guy. I don't completely freak out if somebody hands me some candy corn. I'm not going to eat it all year, but I'll eat it for the next 48 hours. But no, I believe that Mr. Goodbar is criminally underrated and mistreated. Like, even I took my family to Philadelphia a couple of spring breaks ago. We even went over to Hershey, and I'm like, you can't even find a Mr. Goodbar here. So it's Mr. Goodbar is extremely disrespected. But if you've got a big stack of candy bars and there's any fun size little bitty Mr. Goodbars in there, I'm pushing everything else out of the way to get to it.
What did I just say yesterday?
I love it.
I just said the same thing, man. We are Mr. Goodbar brothers and Mr. Goodbar.
Yeah, and that's for my dad, man. We get the stockings on Christmas, and Santa Claus Santa Claus would just know to not even put anything in my dad's stocking other than Mr. Goodbar. Hey, and by the way, I just want to say congratulations to Maurice Patton and Larry Taft.
Yes.
And also want to, no offense if either one of y'all are involved, but they just now getting into the Sports Writers Hall of Fame in Tennessee.
Yeah.
What are we doing out there? But, yeah, congratulations. And, I know they weren't the only people in the class, but those are the two guys I know, particularly Patton. And so congratulations to those guys. They've been heroes of mine for a long time.
Absolutely. Ryan McGee from ESPN and co-host of Marty McGee has been our guest here on Robbie and Rexro. Ryan, thanks so much for taking time to join us, man. Enjoy the second half of The Mandalorian.
Yeah, I mean, literally I'm hitting play as I hit off on this phone.
Appreciate it, man. We'll talk to you next week.
Hey, Ryan.
I'll tell you what, he and I are of similar mind. When I get home, I'm not going to say hi to my wife, not going to pet the dog, going right to the TV.
Okay, so now it is the whole thing, I guess?
I think it's the first episode. He's halfway through the first episode.
Oh, okay. I was like, is he spending all day watching? That's what it sounded like.
How long are these episodes?
They're only 45 minutes.
Okay. 50. You know, hour long, right?
Not that long.
It's a good show.
Yeah, you might want to get into it, Porth.
But first, you'd have no idea what's going on.
Yeah, you'd have no clue what's going on.
I only go watch it by itself.
I only go one show at a time because that's the only thing my brain can process while also processing a lot of sports. And right now we're on Blank Creek.
Okay. Yeah, it's a good show.
On Netflix. Yeah. So, and we just started it. So it's going to be a long time before we can start the next show, which will not be The Mandalorian.
Wow. Just disrespect right out of the gate. When we come back, how concerned are we that a certain conference's season in college football could already be in jeopardy? We'll talk about that next. This is Robbie and Rexrode on ESPN 102.5 The Game.